hear the gospel of our Lord's Nativity from Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. In a few moments, we will have the call assignment for Heather as she goes off to a new position as a Christian teacher. And that same wonderful activity of leading people to the Christ child that she'll be doing in her classroom day after day, we see also reflected in this text from Luke, where Luke, right away in his gospel, leads us to the manger of the Christ child. How many times do you think you will hear the Luke 2 story read or memorized and spoken again during this week? I think I've already heard it 5 or 6 times this week. Sometimes, if you're like me, the more familiar you are with something, sad to say, we kind of take it for granted and maybe don't think quite as deeply about it. I find myself doing that with the Lord's Prayer sometimes. It becomes something we just do by rote. Or when we hear certain blessings so frequently, grace to you and peace from God our Father, that we don't maybe pick apart what all of those words mean quite as well as we should. And today, let's just take a few brief moments to pay attention to some of the important details in this Luke account that have such implications for us. Luke himself was a heathen by birth. He converted to Christianity during his adulthood. He worked alongside of St. Paul. And people have noticed throughout his gospel, certainly beginning here too, that there's an evangelism theme. He's writing primarily to heathen, to people who had not grown up with the Holy Scriptures around them. Martin Luther said this about him: Luke desires to make Christ the common property of all nations. And we see that theme throughout his gospel, that he wants to present Christ to us as the Savior of the world. And we see that right away in aspects of the Christmas story with the shepherds and the announcement to them. And Luke right away marks this event in time, in real history, to demonstrate that this isn't some theoretical thing or something that happened in a mythological world, the way some religions teach and think, but this is connected to real time and real history. God now comes and embeds himself in our world history in order to rescue us and to save us from our graves. And God uses here the most powerful ruler of the day, Caesar Augustus. I remember one of our seminary professors used to frequently quote the passage, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes." And we see God doing that here, taking the heart of this pagan emperor, this pagan Caesar Augustus, and using even his greed and his desire for more power in a way to serve the arrival of Christ when the fullness of time had fully come. And so God carries out his plan of having this humble couple up in Nazareth, unnoticed by the world. It's always interesting to me in paintings of the Holy Family traveling to Bethlehem, just this tiny little couple on a donkey heading to Jerusalem, or heading down to Bethlehem. But he uses this decree from the greatest emperor in the world at the time in order to get them to the right town, all in order to fulfill his prophecies that had gone back so far in the Old Testament. And there's an important note for each one of us just with the fact that they end up going to Bethlehem, and that is this: God will always keep his promises to you. Whenever he decrees something, whenever he declares something, his word will be true, even if he has to manipulate the mind and the heart of the most powerful ruler on earth in order to make that happen. So to the city of David they go, which is called Bethlehem. How fitting it is that the Lamb of God, who comes into this world to be the sacrifice for all of our sins so we could have them atoned for, how fitting it is that he ends up being born in this little town near Jerusalem where the very sacrificial lambs were often raised that would be brought to the temple as a picture of his coming atonement on the cross. And this demonstrates something to us about this baby. His arrival really is about our sins, and it's about the sacrifice that he's going to have to make on Calvary to atone for those sins, so that I could stand here on behalf of God today to declare all of us forgiven for Jesus' sake. The same God who decided how tall the Rocky Mountains would be and how many drops of water would be in the oceans is the very God that now takes milk from the breast of this young virgin while common farm animals are looking on. Just during the time of our chapel today, it's estimated there will be over 5,000 babies being born around the world in that 15 to 20 minute time span. Makes you kind of realize how insignificant our own births are to the world. We kind of get lost in the masses sometimes. We maybe wonder, how much does my life and my life really matter? Jesus' birth seemed very insignificant at the time, and yet his birth has been accomplished to give tremendous significance to your birth and to your life. That's how God looks at things from heaven's perspective. Your existence, in fact, especially your eternal existence, matters so much to your heavenly Father that that's why he has now taken on human flesh in the form of this little baby. St. Paul said, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich." So there in that manger is your link to heaven. It's your link to heaven's comfort. It's your link to heaven's perfection that you need to go and be taken into that heaven. Here is Jacob's ladder by which God invites you now to ascend to him through the angel, with the angels. And here lies your very brother and your king. If you've ever had a little baby in a stroller and walk through a mall or a place with a lot of people, you'll find that strangers will come up to you and approach you, not to talk to you, but to look at the baby. There's something about a little infant that just draws people in. There's like a magnetism to that. That innocence and that precious little life, there's something about it that human beings are just drawn to. Your Lord used that very way of entering our world for us to be drawn to him. And today, through his word and sacraments, still invites you to be drawn to his side. He could have come in tremendous majesty. He could have come in the most intimidating way that he ever could have wanted, like he did on Mount Sinai. And yet, when it came time for your salvation and the way to bring you to heaven, he comes through this little approachable infant. And so during this Christmas season, may we be drawn to his manger and ponder what a wonderful Savior we have. Blessed Christmas to all of you. Amen.
A blessed Adventide still, as we consider Jesus' first coming for us to win salvation, and how he continues to come to us in that word. And today we have the announcement of the assignment, a call by our Lord for someone in the office of the public ministry, where that word continues to go out. And of course, we all await the last coming when Jesus returns. But what a privilege for us today to be part of this, his coming to us through that word and this office. The Articles of Incorporation for our Evangelical Lutheran Synod state in part, "The purpose of our church body shall be to establish missions, call and send missionaries, establish and maintain schools, colleges, seminaries, educate ministers of the gospel, teachers for Christian instruction of children and youth, and missionaries for mission work." Once again, it is a great blessing that we have a teacher candidate who, having fulfilled the ELS certification program at Bethany Lutheran College, prepared to be called by one of our schools. And we rejoice today that this is happening. Heather, please come forward. Heather Nicole Judas of Marshall, Wisconsin, a member of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Marshall, graduated on December 10th from Bethany Lutheran College with a degree in social studies and social studies education and received ELS teacher certification. And Heather, you have been called by our Lord through the ELS assignment committee to teach kindergarten through eighth grade at Scarville Lutheran School, Scarville, Iowa, starting on January 17th, 2022. God's grace go with you as you now feed the Lord's precious lambs under your care in Jesus' holy name.
Let us join our hearts in prayer. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the gift of your holy word and for those who instruct us in that word, that we may have the wonderful knowledge of salvation in Christ our Lord. We ask that your hand of blessing would now go with Heather in her future duties as she leads the precious lambs of your son to the manger of their Lord. You gave your son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to become human and to come into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil, deliver us poor offenders from sin and death, and give us everlasting life. We ask you now to rule and govern our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may seek no other refuge than Christ's word, and thus avoid the sin to which we are by nature inclined, in order that we may always be found among the faithful followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by faith in him obtain eternal salvation. We pray this all through the same your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Depart in his peace. Amen.